Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider actions that the Nazis took to consolidate their power in Germany between 1933 and 1934, and we will concentrate on the coordination of fronts and party organisations. When Hitler became Chancellor in 1933, he planned a process whereby the Nazis would take control of all aspects of German society. This would in part be achieved by merging key German organisations with sections of the Nazi Party, in a process that was known as coordination. Numerous organisations which had been part of the Nazi Party instead became groups that all Germans were expected to join. This included the Hitler Youth, and also professional groups such as the German Lawyers Front or the National Socialist Teachers League. Trade unions were scrapped in favour of the German Labour Front. The Nazis also sought to control the information that Germans received. The Propaganda Ministry, set up in 1933, allowed Joseph Goebbels the chance to control different forms of media, including film and radio. And the Nazis gradually influenced and controlled newspapers as well. In March 1933, the Nazis also dissolved all state governments. Instead, control of each state was given to a Reich governor who would oversee the running of that area. The one exception was Prussia, where Hitler himself was in ultimate control. Hitler's self-appointment as both Chancellor and President consolidated these links in coordination. And in addition, the army's decision to pledge an oath of allegiance and the military and police control exerted by Heinrich Himmler were more examples of the Nazis' domination.